Our first scriptural reading is taken from the letter of Paul to Romans from the 8th verse up to the 10th verse of the 13th chapter. We are reading from the NRSV English Translation Updated Edition. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Our scripture reading is taken from the writer of the Gospel of Matthew from the 34th verse up to the 40th verse of the 22nd chapter. We are reading from the NRSV English Translation Updated Edition. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, an expert in the law, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets."
In these human words, God's word is heard.
Thanks be to God.
So ngayong Sunday, our preaching, hindi ako nagpa-slides, hindi kinaya ng powers ko. Grace is its own boundary. So mag-usap tayo about boundaries. No? Is love, and by extension grace, really unconditional? What do you think? Talaga bang unconditional ang love at ang grace? Is it unconditional? What do we really mean by unconditional? So yun, pag-usapan natin ngayon. What do we really mean by unconditional and conditional, and where it applies? So today, I will be preaching and talking about love, mostly love. And from love, e-extrapolate ko yung, or extend ko yung application nung kay love towards our topic of grace. After all, grace comes from love. And we define grace as loving kindness. So magkaduktong. Kindness that is loving. Kindness motivated by and comes from love. So what do we really mean to say when we say unconditional love and by extent unconditional grace? While it's so good vibes to hear this truth, truth siya eh. Katotohanan siya at pinoproclaim siya ng lahat ng iba't ibang relihiyon, no, hindi lang Christian. While it is good vibes and to hear this truth that has become a cliche and a Miss Universe meme, itong unconditional love, ano ba talaga ibig sabihin niya? What does it really mean? On the contrary, why is there so much harm and unloving actions, especially in places and people who claim to preach unconditional love? Diba? The problem kasi, and this is the nature of cliches, a universal truth simplified and told over and over again actually loses its inherent wisdom and power. So maraming mga cliche that actually comes from deep truths and wisdoms from spiritual traditions. Pero dahil over time, paulit-ulit siyang sinasabi, paulit-ulit siyang chinichika, nawawala yung kanyang talagang wisdom and power. Sobrang gamit na gamit yung unconditional love and grace by almost anyone and everyone, pero hindi naman siya nauunawaan at naipapaliwanag logically and contextually. While there is universality to unconditional love, what is universal will always be nuanced in the local and contextual. So what do we mean by unconditional? Ano bang ibig sabihin natin sa unconditional? So let me offer for this Sunday a little bit of wisdom about it. Unconditional means that every person born is and should be loved, valued, respected, and cared for with whatever physical, psychological, and medical conditions that they have, which they cannot change, or conditions na and situations that can change, can be changed, but do not have to in order to be loved, cared for, or valued. Gets natin? Ang haba. Definition ng unconditional. Unconditional means that every person born, lahat tayo na pinanganak, ay binavalue, minamahal, inaaruga, nirerespeto, anuman ang physical, psychological, medical condition mo, or whatever other conditions mo na hindi mababago. Or even yung mga bagay na pwedeng baguhin pero hindi naman necessary. Okay? You don't have to change in order to be loved, cared for, or valued. Unconditional love means that your race and ethnicity has nothing to do with how other people should treat you. Or in reverse, the race and ethnicity of people should not matter how you should treat them. Tama? The measure of love, grace, respect, welcome, access, protection, care, and many other things necessary for life should not be conditional based on race, ethnicity, sexuality, and gender. It should not be based on color of skin, eyes, color of hair. It should not be based on blood type or other physical conditions, even neurodivergence, other attributes, including disabilities or physical and mental limitations. You are loved. You are valued, respected, protected, and cared for simply because you are a living human person with inherent dignity and inalienable rights. Karapatan. You do not have to change because most likely you cannot change these physical conditions. If a church, religious leader, or politician tells you that you have to be of a certain race or sexuality to be loved, to have equal rights, and to be protected by the law, then that is not unconditional love. And that is certainly not a form, and that is certainly a form of unjust discrimination. Now, the second part of this, the second thing is about things you might be able to change, but doesn't necessarily have to. No? To be loved, respected, and cared for. For example, your nationality and citizenship. Kahit anong nationality or citizenship mo, hindi ka kailangan of a particular nationality or citizenship. Pwede mong baguhin kung may kakayanan ka, pero hindi mo kailangan baguhin simply to be loved, protected, cared for, and respected. The sports that you like to watch or play, your hobby like cosplaying and dressing up, ang mga tattoo mo, piercings, and the way you express yourselves through clothing, these things generally should not be the basis or measure of whether you are loved, respected, cared for, recognized, given access to social services, and given opportunities. Hindi mo necessarily kailangan magpalit ng nationality or religion mo, or ano pang iba pang personal mong interest or hobby para tratuhin ka ng maayos at kilalanin ng iyong karapatan at dignidad bilang tao. You are a human person born unique into this world. No one has been like you before and no one will be like you after you are gone. You are a miracle and a gift born out of creation and evolution. And you are and should be loved, valued, respected, protected, and cared for regardless of your distinct conditions, attributes, and even sociocultural and political particularities. This is what we mean when we say love and grace are unconditional. While at the same time, love and grace are conditional. They are. And when I say conditional, I mean that love and grace has their own boundaries. And as our title indicate, they are their own boundaries. They are their own conditions. Ano, Pastor? What do you mean? Ibig sabihin, they are their own conditions. Love is its own condition. Grace is its own boundary. Anything that is unloving is outside of love. And therefore, there is a boundary between what is loving and what is not loving. Tama? Pag-ibig mismo ang sarili niyang limitasyon at pagtatakda. Merong lubid na pumapagitan sa kung ano ang mapagmahal at ano ang hindi mapagmahal. Love is its own boundary. Pag-ibig mismo ang hangganan. Love in itself is the boundary. Grace in itself is the same measure and standard. Truth, katotohanan, is its own measure of things. Goodness is the line drawn on the sand. Love and grace define the boundaries, the edges, the conditions and limitations. Pag-ibig mismo ang boundary. This is exactly how I understand and will interpret what Paul says in his letter to the Romans when he says, love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Basahin nga natin ulit together, palagay yung ano? Yung Romans. Owe no one anything altogether?
Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law.
Love is the fulfilling of the law. The letters of Paul were not written, ilang beses natin ito sinasabi dito, so alam na ito ng marami. The letters of Paul were not written nor were intended as doctrinal definitions. These were his theological reflections and admonitions. Ano pa ng admonitions pa? Pagalit pa sermon? Talak? Talak ng nanay mo? Ganyan? This is Paul's talak in response to the different conflicts, issues, and problems of the first century Christian communities in different cosmopolitan cities of the Roman Empire. In this particular letter of Paul, he reminds the Christians in the imperial city, the main city of Rome, how love should be understood and practiced. Kasi madaling sabihin pa ulit-ulit ang salitang love or agape. Pero para kay Pablo, mayroon itong konkretong definisyon na nagtatakda ng limitasyon. Love does not harm. Love does not do wrong to the neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law, of any law. As a Pharisee, si Paul ay Pharisee, as a Pharisee, this is Paul's interpretation that rephrases and echoes what Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew. Sa ating Matthew reading, love God, love neighbor as you love yourself. Every other law, commandment, and prophetic message are already based on these two primary laws. Pero malinaw na ang ibig sabihin ni Jesus at ni Paul na ang pag-ibig ay hindi mapagpahamak, hindi mapanakit, hindi mapang-abuso at mapaniil. Love does not harm. Condition is not based on your physiological conditions like SOGSC or color of skin and other socio-cultural and political attributes like nationality or religion. The conditionality of love is based on how you treat others. It is based on whether your behaviors and attitudes are harmful or loving. Ang condition ay kung paano ba ang ating pag-uugali, pakikitungo, at pakikipagkapwa. Unconditional love would also ask us to love as we have been loved. Jesus says in John 13 and John 15, love one another. As I have loved you, you should love one another. Love is its own standard. Love is its own condition. Grace is its own commandment and the boundary we are asked to live by. Kung gusto natin ang unconditional love at ang free gift of grace for ourselves, we must be willing to also live by, practice, and give love and grace to others. Kung gusto natin ang pagmamahal, kailangan nating mabuhay sa pagmamahal. Kung gusto natin ng pagtanggap, kailangan nating tumanggap. Kung humihingi tayo ng pangunawa at pagpapatawad, kailangan nating umunawa at magpatawad sa ibang tao at mga sitwasyon. Kung gusto natin ng safe space para sa ating sarili, kailangan din nating iayos ang ating mga pag-uugali para ibigay din ang safe space sa iba. Although, don't get me wrong, and this might be some kind medyo intellectual gymnastics. While I say, kung gusto mo ng pagmamahal, kailangan mo magmahal, I did not mean to say na kaya ka magmamahal kasi mag-e-expect kang mahalin pabalik. Hindi yun yung ibig sabihin nun. Love is something that is freely given. Grace is something generously shared without expecting in return. But it is equally true na kung gusto natin ang pag-ibig, kailangan nating mabuhay na umiibig, umuunawa, at nagpapatawad. In the same perspective, we say that love and redemptive grace should not be an excuse or justification for harmful behavior. At ito talaga yung nakakairita sa ibang mga churches. Diba? Galit na galit sa mga LGBT, pag LGBT pinag-uusapan. Pero pag si pastor, may sexual scandal, photo worry na natin. Our religion tells us to forgive. Diba? Kaya tuloy nagkakaroon ng bad rap, bad ano ang grace at ang forgiveness eh. So again, in the same perspective, we say that love and redemptive grace should not be an excuse or justification for harmful behavior. May grace naman kasi, so I will do whatever without consideration. May unconditional love naman eh, ipipilit ko yung gusto ko kahit na hurtful sa iba. Unconditional love does not excuse harmful behavior. Pero paano yon? Eh, hindi naman tayo perpekto. Do I have to walk on eggshells or tiptoe on thin ice? Does love ask me perfection? This is why we have grace and why grace proceeds from love. Love, demanding love, does not mean demanding perfection. Otherwise, it is not love if it requires perfection. After all, the true tests of love and grace are in those unloving moments we experience. Ang tunay na test ng pag-ibig at ng grace ay sa mga panahong nakakabwisit. Tama ba? Gully and Mulholland, in their book, If God is Love, tells us, and I quote, grace isn't tested by our friends, but by our enemies. Inikilala naman ng pag-ibig at grasya ng Diyos na hindi tayo perpekto. Kaya nga merong grasya in the first place. Grace is redemptive and love is reconciling in many different situations and conditions. Kaya merong pagpapatawad at pangunawa. But let us be clear, there is no space for ill-intended and harmful actions and behaviors. Love does not give space for harmful behavior even as it recognizes imperfection. Walang espasyo ang harmful behavior. Wala. But what love gives to remedy that, the remedy of love for our imperfection is grace. And grace is the process of, ito yung hindi in-explain eh. Grace is the process of accountability, transformation / repentance, and redemption. Ang grace, hindi ibig sabihin ng grace, kalimutan natin ang nangyari. Ang grace, hindi ibig sabihin, nabanggit ko ng mga previous preaching, ang grace, hindi ibig sabihin nun, wala ng consequence. Okay? Balik, parang may nangyaring hindi maganda, bubuon tayo kagad ng walang proseso. Hindi yun ang ibig sabihin ng grace. Grace is the process of accountability, transformation, and redemption. The same authors. Maganda tong librong to, hanapin nyo to. Nag-struggle din ako sa kanya. Authors Galen Mollahan of the same book, If God is Love, tells us, I quote, "The perpetrator must accept punishment and repentance as a necessary cost for reconciliation. Grace is the other name for accountability." Walang espasyo para sa mapanakit na ugali at pagkilos, pero merong espasyo para sa proseso ng pagbabago. And that is, and yun ay case-to-case basis. Siyempre, conforme sa ano ang kasalanan na nagawa. Grace and forgiveness acknowledges each of our imperfection, but what it offers is not a way out na parang walang nangyari. Grace offers a path, acknowledging our imperfection, owning up to it, maturing us, and helping us to do better. Here, we make the distinction between someone who honestly made a mistake, someone who have hurt or harmed you because of natural human dynamics and tensions in relationships. Kasi meron namang, we are bound to really disappoint, hurt one another, kasi yan ang nature ng human relationships and organizations, groupings, you know. So there is that natural dynamics of interpersonal frictions and tensions. No? Pero, yon. So someone who is at the height of anger said something terrible, versus someone who has sinister intentions, who will even use the concepts of goodness or grace to manipulate his way to get what he wants and to damage or abuse as many people as he can. Diba? So mayroong distinction tayo dyan. Yung honest na pagkakamali and mistake, yung nakapagsabi ng hindi maganda at the height ng galit nyo sa isa't isa versus yung isang tao, hindi naman nakikipag-away pero may vendetta sa'yo. Di ba? Ano tayo sa may vendetta? So, we make that clear distinction. Next week ko ipipreach to. Maganda yung ano, alam ko late na ako kasi palagi akong late nanonood ng mga bagay-bagay eh, no? Pero naano ko siya sa preaching. Itong anime series na Demon Slayer. Oh, 'di ba? Super late na ako. Pero worth preaching siya in relation to grace. Next week. Diba? While there is no one outside of God's love and redeeming grace, there are people who will continually choose to do harm by abusing and twisting what is good, beautiful, and true. At marami sa mga yan ay mga charismatic religious leaders ng malalaking simbahan. Yung isa nga, nalaman na lang yung kanyang sexual misconduct nung patay na siya. One of the luminaries of evangelical tradition. Hindi ko napapangalanan. Pero nung namatay siya, after niya mamatay, doon naglabasan ang decades upon decades of sexual misconduct towards women. While God's grace is infinite, I am not. You are not. We are not the same. We are not the same and do not have the same grace of God. We are called to hold people accountable precisely in the name of grace. Kasi redemption, yung sasabi ka na, redemption calls us to accountability. Hindi ka mariredeem kung walang accountability. Kung may ginawa ka hindi maganda and then wala lang, forgive lang, paano yun magiging transformative sa'yo o dun sa tao? Oo, di ba yun? Walang accountability. A call to justice in government, church, and society is grace holding those in power accountable, masakit man, and offering them a way to be redeemed. Hindi pwedeng redeem walang accountability. Accountability matters. The path to grace and redemption is accountability. At sabi nga kanina ni Molehan, the perpetrators must accept that the cost of redemption or reconciliation is the consequences of their action. In closing, unconditional love. Ay, bakit? Matagal akong walang slides. In closing, unconditional love upholds diversity. Different conditions and situations are not the measure of love, value, or worth. While every human being is and should be loved and welcomed, not all behaviors are. Love is its own limitation. Grace is its own wall for anything unloving and ungracious. Love is the medicine for our imperfections and less than good behaviors and actions. God's gift of grace is the gentle yet firm process of accountability and redemption. I end our preaching for this Sunday from the same book of Philip Gully and James Molehan. And I quote, "Human transformation comes when love casts out fear, assuring us we'll never be disowned, abandoned, or destroyed. Only in the rich soil of unconditional love can we truly grow. And may we grow within the unconditional boundaries of love. And when we fall outside of love, may we be willing to hold on to the grace that reaches out for us to pull us back in. In the name of Jesus, who pulls us back into love's embrace." And we say, Amen.